Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning to your colleagues. We did not intend to be the first speaker, but since we are trying to begin the day on a positive note. On paragraph 16, we can agree to taking out the phrase in the first line, which reads, as described in the following paragraphs. The phrase is in this regard, and the following elements in paragraph 17 will be sufficient to keep the report flowing smoothly. We can also agree to come back to these paragraphs for specific wordings after we are through with the rest of the draft report. Having said that, we are in favor of retaining both para 16 and 17. Para 16 is on the mandate of this year's session, whereas para 17 is on to describe how the group intensified the consideration of proposers, namely by having new proposers building on its previous work and stating that the group elaborated certain elements or aspects of measures and options. Of course, paras 15, 16, and 17 can all be merged logically, but for clarity and readability, we agreed with the chair that it would be better to have separate paras as drafted. On para 18, we would simply support the formulation eloquently presented by Australian delegation yesterday by including the phrase irrespective of technology incorporated after all weapons in the first line, but we deem it important to state it clearly that our approach on laws should be a functional one. On para 19, while we are of the view that the group needs further work on characterization of laws, we concur that the draft para provides basic conceptual understanding of the subject. Indeed, we would like to see if this paragraph is workable for both delegations. However, we support using as precise language as possible, and in this regard supports the Australian proposal to replace apply force to targets with engage, but making it clear that this is about laws and not anything else. In other words, the last bit would read, and engage targets with lethal force. So we are not talking about active protection systems against incoming missiles or drones, but those that have the potential to be excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects with humanitarian consequences. Finally, on paragraph 20, we believe that the second half is quite important as it spells out the action or inaction to be taken to adhere to IHL. In other words, specific requirements of non-deployment and non-use when it comes to laws. I would also add that we wish to believe that no country would actually deploy a new weapon system whose effects in attacks can be anticipated and controlled. I would stop here for now. Thank you.